Time to shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Do you know why I'm so very well?
Because it's nearly Christmas?
Well, you're close. Yes, it's the first day of December and it's time for, Alex...
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime in, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
It's that time of the year. We love it, don't we?
Yeah, we do. But can I just say something else to you?
Oh, what?
Aside from being excited about Christmas...
Hang on. Are you going to be a Debbie Downer?
Are you also not concerned that 2020 is nearly over and what have you achieved?
I've achieved a lot.
Okay. I'm having an existential crisis over the fact that it's nearly the end of the year.
But what? You don't feel you've achieved even though it's been a crappy year?
I feel like we all collectively could have done better, is my point.
Oh. Well, do you know what?
Anyway, I
made a promise to myself, and then it became a promise to my listeners, that I would be here for them each and every day during COVID, and I actually did that, and then I got sick myself.
That's nice.
So I feel I've achieved something. Even though we've had a really, really crappy year. But
I feel it could be better.
Don't be a Debbie Downer. Christmas is here. So what's the psychology of gift giving, young Alex?
So if you want to give a gift, don't just give thoughtless gifts that don't mean anything to the other person. You need to be, doing one of two things. The first reason why we tend to give gifts, and this is like something psychologists talk about quite a lot, is that you give a gift because you want to make that person happy. So that's usually your partner, your family, you think of things that will bring a smile on their face. The other reason, though, is to strengthen the relationship or the bond between you and another person. So this could be someone at work. This could be somebody that, you've got some sort of alignment with. Maybe it's somebody that's in your neighbourhood that you want to have a stronger sense of community. I would get you, if I had to buy you a gift, PT, I would get you a mug that was like an AC/DC mug.
Would you?
Well, that's the only rock band I can think of at the top of my head.
Right. Well, you could have gone with Kiss. Def Leppard's another band that I love in the rock genre.
Would that have been your response if I'd given you my gift with AC/DC?
No. I'd be quite happy with a mug.
Like, this should be Kiss. This should be the Ramones. What is wrong with you? Yeah.
I tell you what, I've got a great example of this. My mother-in-law, two Christmases ago, gave me one of those fridge magnet bottle opener thingies. So it's a bottle opener that you put on the front of your fridge. So when you get your bottle out, you can just whip the top off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, I drink out of cans.
Yeah, I mean, that gift would be lost on me completely. I don't even have magnets.
There you go. Let's move off Christmas now. And something that I just can't work out, because I don't believe this is actually a word, Alex. The Australian National Dictionary has crowned ISO the word of the year.
So this is an Australian thing.
Yes.
Where we create databases of words that are derived from forms of words that maybe express emotional overtone, or they make you feel some sort of sense of solidarity with your community. So, for example, instead of barbecue, some people say Barbie. Instead of service station, some people say servo.
Yeah.
It's this Australian pattern to replace an R with a Z. So, Barry is Bazza. I actually knew when I was a kid someone called Barry Bazza, and he married Karen Kazza. I wish I didn't know that. This is what's happening with the Australian National Dictionary today, talking about word of the year is ISO. It's a shortened version of isolation. It's alongside the whole Rona, which is Corona. I also have a friend called Rona.
Someone I noticed a few weeks ago, it might have been a couple of months ago, someone had a baby and they called it Rona.
I mean, it's poor timing, isn't it?
Really poor timing. And these are just shortened. They're abbreviations. They're not actual words, Australian National Dictionary. What are you doing?
What happens with the dictionary, it looks at how we speak, linguistics, all of that, and then they apply to the dictionary what is current in society. So that's why a few years ago you heard about words like bootylicious being put into the dictionary. Stupid. It tries to align with the times and where we're at as a society. I mean, it's why also, you know, 500 years ago, the words that were in the dictionary were so different that we don't even use them now. So, you know, linguistics is an interesting, you know, way to study human nature and vocabulary, but I don't know. I'm just really tired of Australians not being able to pronounce their R's.
Look, I don't think you'll find those words in the Funkin' Wagnalls, that's for sure.
Maybe.
Let's wrap it. I don't reckon you know what a Funkin' Wagnall is, do you?
I don't even know what that means.
No, well, I want you to look. Here we go. School's in, Alex Chelios. I want you to Google search, once our segment's finished, Funkin' Wagnalls, and then you'll know what I'm talking about, all right?
You'll have to text it to me. It doesn't sound like a real word.
Funk and Wagnalls. No, it's actually the name of a set of books.
Oh, okay.
I kid you not. I kid you not.
It's something about a wagon.
Alex, what is e-charisma, and do you and I have it? Does anyone have it?
I think I have it.
Please explain.
Between the two of us. So e-charisma is a form of being able to have a Zoom call that's engaging other people. It's when you're able to Zoom and you nod and you smile more and you have a sense of non-verbal energy. So you nod that you show that you're engaged. You create an atmosphere where you're using your voice, you're making eye contact, but at the same time, you're also creating a space for others to engage. E-charisma is going to be a very important element of people being hired in a post-COVID world. So we used to talk about, P-charisma, which is physical charisma. It's how a person makes you feel in an office. This is a very different set of skills and attributes. And basically, it's the idea that you've got the ability to have Zoom calls that are meaningful. You're able to have Zoom calls that have a sense of productivity to them. It might be the way you talk on screen. It might be the way you move on screen. It might be the way you dress on screen. All of those things. Online, you have fewer physical cues. So you need to be more mindful of how you speak and how your facial expressions are. I was actually on a Zoom call last Friday, and I was listening really hard, and then all of a sudden one of the guys on the call said, "Alex, are you okay? Your face looks really concerned." I'm like, "This is just my face. I forgot that on Zoom they're all watching me."
So basically when we're doing Zoom, we've got to become noddies like on-the-street TV reporters.
Sort of, but you just got to be mindful. I mean, I have this thing, which I do on TV quite a lot, where, you know, when the camera's not on you and you know that you're about to go on TV, but you're not actually on yet and
yep.
Your face kind of looks a bit grumpy. I've been told that a couple of times the camera has still caught me and I look really grumpy. I have, like, a resting face.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
And so I'm mindful of that on a Zoom because, you know, people can see you. Or you know, sometimes I actually just tell people, you know, "Oh, my camera's not working." I'll just turn it off.
Well, yeah, there's that. There is that. Alex, always great to shoot the breeze. Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Till next week, have wonderful times, won't you?